Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
In the recent history of documentary filmmaking, one scene stands out above all. The hot mic bathroom confession of Robert Durst in The Jinx. Now the person responsible for that moment, Sareb Kaufman, stepson of the victim, friend of the murderer, star of the documentary, for the first time ever, shares why he believes you're watching the furthest thing from the truth on this exclusive episode of Murder Homes. Listen to Murder Homes on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
Summon your anticipation for an all-new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. This season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix May 16th. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes drop starting May 2nd.
For just one corporate job, only 4 to 6 people will get an interview for every 250 resumes received. Those aren't very good odds if you're counting on that job. The fact is, you need a real person advocating to a real employer that has a real job, and that's where Express Employment Professionals come in. Express is your local resource to help you get a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. That's 18,000 jobs that need to be filled right now. Find your nearest office at expresspros.com, and Express never charges a job seeker to find employment. Your locally owned Express office can connect you with available jobs in your community. On expresspros.com, find jobs in manufacturing, accounting, customer service, sales, distribution, and information technology, you name it. Visit the nearest Express office today to speak with hiring professionals connected to the available jobs in your community. Visit ExpressPros.com today to find a location near you. ExpressPros.com.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Tell me about the book Eerie Florida.
Okay, well, while we were doing the haunted house for years, I was like, okay, we could have a werewolf jump out at somebody, but what if we found, oh, wait, there's the skunk ape of Florida. Oh, there's, you know, dog men in the Ocala National Forest. And suddenly it was, you know, let's start basing these on local legends. And so, and of course, we used to, quote, call it hell viewing them up. We would make them a bit spookier and all that. And so for years and years, I collected all these stories and decided to be, I was going to be Stephen King a couple years ago, and I wrote this fictionalized versions of all these stories in a book called 31 Tales of Hellview Cemetery. And they're, you know, creepy little nods to the legends. But I got all these emails saying, well, you say it's based on this legend. Well, what's that legend? And I assumed everybody knew these local legends, and apparently nobody did. So that's what this book came out to be from History Press.
And you had fun doing this, too, it seems.
Oh, yeah. We 3,000 miles driving around Florida without ever leaving the state. And you know, historical archives, museums, you know, nature trails, abandoned cities, all kinds of fun stuff.
Favorite story in the book?
My gosh. My favorite story in the book, there's a lot of good ones, but my absolute favorite was one that we got when we originally put up our website for the haunted house. I put up an email address, and this will tell you a little bit of the time period. It was a GeoCities website, and my address was AOL. That'll tell you a little bit.
What's AOL?
No. The letter, and I got this nice, lovely email from this little lady in Lake Wales, Florida, which is kind of a spooky area. It has the infamous Spook Hill, which is one of those gravity hills, and has a Bach Tower Gardens, which is a beautiful, is the highest point in Florida, a whole 223 feet above sea level, it's bigger than Space Mountain. And the tale there is this lady lived out on this orange grove out there with her family, and this is in the late 40s, early 50s, and they notice all their fruits disappearing, and they don't know what to do about it. So they put out traps thinking it might be fruit rats, but normally they leave, like, just holes in the fruit and stuff, but this fruit's just gone. They tied some ropes thinking, you know, maybe somebody's coming to steal their stuff. And what they catch is a little man, naked little man who with a full beard, so they know he's not a...
How little? Like a leprechaun?
Like a gnome or a leprechaun. He's no bigger than a bottle of water.
Jeez.
The lady who told me this story. And they don't know what to do with him, so they call the police. And the police come out, and they don't know what to do with the guy. They can't handcuff him because he's so tiny. And, best they got him for trespassing. And this is late 40s, early 50s, so they just, you know, let it go. It's like, whatever. This is obviously not who's stealing your fruit. So they let him go, and then a couple days later, more fruit's missing, so they, you know, set up more traps, and sure enough, they catch him again.
Jeez.
This time they call the police, and the police are like, okay, we'll take him. And they didn't have anything to put him in, so they put him in one of the orange crates.
I mean, how small was he?
No bigger than a water bottle. Maybe he was 6-8 inches the way he...
That's it?
Yeah. So, yeah. Now, they weren't freaking out too much because Ripley's was around at that point. We had Ringling wintered down here, so people were kind of used to circus folk and, you know, Tom Thumb and all that.
Wow.
So
it was completely
out of the ordinary.
Did it communicate?
It was screaming in a language they couldn't understand. They didn't know what it was screaming at them. So the police took it to find a translator, thinking it's Spanish or Portuguese or something. And once they leave, you think that's the end of the story, and that's kind of the beginning. The next night, the house is pelted with rocks. The trees are going crazy, and branches are being thrown at them. And they don't know. They come outside, and there's dozens of these little guys.
Whoa!
At the house. So they call the cops again. The police come back with the little guy. They can't figure out what language he's speaking and all this. And, you know, it's nice to know that, policing hasn't changed that much in, 60 years. They just let him loose because they're like, this is too much paperwork.
Enough is enough.
We don't want to deal with this.
Yeah.
And so they let him loose. And then all the people, the little guys just run off into the woods, into the orange grove. And they're like, well, what do we do? And the cops are like, oh, I guess you're going to have to deal with your oranges disappearing. Thankfully, they find a farm hand from a nearby farm who tells them that it's red caps. They're fairies or gnomes, and you've offended them in some way.
And well-known in that area, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah, a lot of Irish farmhands and stuff. And they're thinking this is maybe a different strain because that's they're speaking a different language and all that. So they find out they have to get a blessed rock from Ireland. And they go through the trouble.
The Blarney Stone, right?
Yeah, some sort of stone of some sort. Yeah, exactly. And they go through the trouble of getting this stone shipped to them from Ireland, and they put it in the orange grove and never had any problems after.
What a story.
And the lady was adorable, told me the whole story, gave me directions, and sadly she passed away a few years ago. This is one of our older stories. And I was like, well, I can't use this in the book because I'll never get any verification. Sure enough, one of the original police officers contacted me and said, oh, yeah, there
no
was
way.
A weird incident.
It was a true story?
It is a true story. So we went out and followed the old directions that the lady gave me. and we found this orange grove that's within sight of Bock Tower, and it's this old dirt road you're driving on. It's amazing. It's like driving through 1920s Florida. You know, you realize what the tourists were going through. And you go into this orange grove, and we're following the directions to where the rock is, and we find the clearing, and we're like, yes, this is it. Now, it's owned by a big conglomerate now that sells orange juice. Imagine that. And so we go to get out of the car, and there are all these white boxes on the side of the road, and we're like, what are these white boxes? And sure enough, that's where they keep their bees to pollinate the oranges. So we didn't get a picture of the rock.
Jeez, what a story. Now, any more reports of these little critters?
Apparently not, but, you know, it's a fun story, and Kerry Schultz, my illustrator, did an amazing illustration for the gnome, and the cop who was super nice about it was just like, look, I don't know what I can say. It was weird. You know, that's the best I can say, so.
Putting together the book, was it easy or difficult to find the stories?
Well, I'd had most of these stories for years. I think the hard part was narrowing it down. We had so many stories. We wanted ones. We did the, you know, the old Weekly World News used to be, if one person told it to you, it's real, use it. And then, you know, modern journalism likes 3 to 5 sources.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of went split the difference. As long as we had 2 sources, we could run with it. And that narrowed the stories down quite a bit. And that was kind of how we went.
Tell me about the story of the Wicodemus grave.
Oh, my gosh, Wicodemus. That was one of the craziest places we went to. It is near Fernandina Beach, which is way up on the northeast corner of Florida, almost the Georgia border. And there's this beautiful place called the Eggens Creek Greenway. And that is this just beautiful nature preserve, and it's, you know, got wetlands, it's got all this other stuff. It's just an amazing place. And there's this other side of it that is not on the map, that's no longer part of the Eggens Creek Greenway, and there's a bridge over to it, and suddenly you're in this old live oak forest, and it's right across from Fernandina Beach High School. And I think the picture is up on your Coast to Coast website.
Yes. Yeah.
It's this abandoned nature trail, and of course there's a legend behind it that the high school students tell, that if you walk down this creepy trail that says it was a student nature trail, but the school has no records of it ever actually being used, and you walk down it, and you find this old oak tree, and at the base of the oak tree is this stone where it's the grave of a witch from a lost colony that might predate Roanoke. On this island, and the witch had a pet demon named Wicodemus.
Aha.
And
what a name.
If you say the demon's name 3 times, the wind will roar, the earth will shake, and you know, and the demon will give you a piece of its power. And then there's other versions of the legend where you have to go there 3 nights, and the girl will haunt your dreams, and give you, you know, witchery and spells. And then my absolute favorite version, though, was if you go there on 4 nights, she'll kill you.
And she'll kill you?
Yeah, she'll kill you in your sleep. So I didn't see an upside to that one, so we didn't try that one.
That's smart, Mark.
But we did say Wicodemus a few times, and the ground shook.
Really?
A little bit as the wind picked up, and it roared. And we tried to do video for the website, and the wind is so loud, we couldn't actually record anything at that point.
You were summoning up this entity somehow.
Yeah, who knows what it was, but it was the first time Kerry, my illustrator, who's a open mind, but you know, but has not really had any crazy experiences, that was the first time I saw her shaken. Because it was definitely unusual.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
In the recent history of documentary filmmaking, one scene stands out above all. The hot mic bathroom confession of Robert Durst in The Jinx. Now the person responsible for that moment, Sareb Kaufman, stepson of the victim, friend of the murderer, star of the documentary, for the first time ever, shares why he believes you're watching the furthest thing from the truth on this exclusive episode of Murder Homes. Listen to Murder Homes on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
Summon your anticipation for an all-new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. This season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix May 16th. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes drop starting May 2nd.